Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich is reminding the Vincentian public that the statutory rules and orders that were implemented last year are still in effect.
So 1 month ago, we had said we were going to halt on the fully vaccinated event in terms of issuing recommendations to the Commissioner of Police, who is the person in charge of giving permission for persons to have events, for persons to go contrary to the existing SRNOs, which still state that all indoor eating is not allowed, which state that religious organizations, when they meet, they should only have one-third of the persons where they're meeting, and everybody should be abiding by the protocols in terms of mass sanitizing and listing. The protocols still exist. These are the SRNOs, that outdoor gatherings are limited to 20 and indoor gatherings are limited to 10. And the Commissioner of Police is responsible for granting permission for exemptions to those SRNOs, and the police are the enforcing agency. They're the ones who are supposed to ensure that these SRNOs are implemented and upheld. In terms of the fully vaccinated events, we had said a month ago that when we restart consideration of those requests, it would be that persons need to be fully vaccinated and appropriately boosted, meaning that if you have had your vaccine 2 months ago, you would not need to be boosted. But if you had your vaccine 8 months ago, you should be boosted. And we said that because it was evident through the last spike in St. Vincent and throughout the world that persons who had been vaccinated more than 5 to 6 months before were at a greater risk to be infected, greater than someone who was vaccinated less than 5 months before. They were still not at the level of risk of infection as somebody who's unvaccinated. I need to make that abundantly clear. What we are saying is that if you had your vaccine more than 5 months ago, we found that those persons were not as protected as those persons who had been vaccinated less than 5 months ago. Persons who have been vaccinated at any point continue to be less likely to be infected with COVID than somebody who was unvaccinated.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, Guyana's Minister of Health, Dr. Frank Anthony, says COVID-19 self-testing may soon become an option for Guyanese, as it may be among the solutions to curb the spread of COVID-19. A total of 62,360 cases of the virus have been recorded in Guyana thus far, with 95 being registered on Tuesday. Three more persons have died, increasing the number of deaths in that country to 1,199. Tobago has recorded 33 additional COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours, bringing active cases of the virus on the island to 339. Health officials say the COVID-19 death toll stands at 238, with no additional fatalities recorded over the past 24 hours. Internationally, Hong Kong's healthcare system has been overwhelmed by a huge surge in COVID-19 cases, with infected patients being treated outside crowded hospitals. The government has admitted it is struggling to contain the fifth wave of infections fueled by Omicron, but it has ruled out a citywide lockdown. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.